Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, has your senior dog gone back to acting like a puppy? Modern Dog explains why. And we'll hear about how to keep a clean house with a dog and a quiet house with a meowing cat. From Teodi Anderson in Modern Dog, why your senior dog seems to have puppy problems, and just what to do to keep up with those golden years. It's just a little frosting on the muzzle, sugar sprinkles, if you will, these endearments for the telltale signs of age on our dogs' faces mask our denial of the march through time. Wasn't it just yesterday we brought him home? When did he get so frail, so tired, so old? And why is he suddenly turning into a problem child? As dogs get older, you won't just see changes in appearance or stamina. You'll also see changes in behavior. Puppies chew inappropriate items, eliminate in your home, and struggle when you first start to clip their nails. As you train your pup, these issues go away, only to often return in your dog's golden years. This is normal, although it can be confusing for unsuspecting pet parents who thought these problems were long in the past. Ready for some deja vu? Here are some issues you may find coming back to bite you as your best canine friend becomes a senior. Anxiety. Perhaps your dog used to be a little nervous during thunderstorms, but now a storm sends him into a full-blown panic. Or maybe he used to hate thunder, but now he also freaks out at fireworks, motorcycles, and other loud noises. Even if it's been years since your dog acted anxious or frightened, it's not uncommon for fears to return, increase, or even develop as he ages. Or perhaps it's your dog's reaction to your leaving. Did he cry as a puppy when you left for work? If you treated the issue, he likely improved and was perfectly happy to be a latchkey dog while you went out. Your senior dog, however, may now start whining the second you pick up your keys to head out the door. Why is this happening? As a dog ages, his hearing and other senses diminish. This can cause stress for your dog. As his longtime companion, you are his comfort. So when you leave, it can increase his stress, which can manifest in separation, distress, or anxiety. He may whine more, be clingy, and have a general worried expression. You may see stress yawns or lip licking. Increased anxiety and phobias are not uncommon in older dogs. If you suspect your dog is overly stressed, talk to your veterinarian about anti-anxiety medication. It may take several different trials before you find one that works best for your dog. Other things you can do to ease his anxiety include keeping to his routine as much as possible, leaving the TV or radio on when you have to leave home, and keeping his mind engaged by teaching him new things. House training accidents. Remember cleaning up after your puppy? All those paper towels? Well, it's time to stock up on them again because your golden girl may experience house training accidents. As a dog ages, she may not be able to hold her bladder as long as she could in her prime years. Physical aging aside, dogs also have accidents in your home due to stress. It's not spite. Your old girl isn't mad that you went to that party and came home late. She was stressed when you didn't follow your regular routine, and so she peed. If she peed on your clothes or your bed, again, it wasn't because she was angry at you. She went to a source of your scent for comfort, was stressed, and peed. If your older dog is peeing inappropriately, your first stop should be to your veterinarian to rule out a physical problem. If she's healthy, then confine her just as if she was a puppy when you can't supervise her. Go back to your house training lessons and teach her again where you want her to eliminate. Also remember that older dogs, like older people, need more bathroom breaks. Try to adjust your schedule accordingly. Destructive behavior. Your puppy was a chewing machine, going through your personal belongings as if on some sort of canine mission. He lost his puppy teeth. Those back molars came in, and he grew up and less interested in chomping through your household until the day he decided to start up again as a senior. Again, destructive behavior is not generated from spite. In your senior dog especially, it's likely due to anxiety. Chewing helps your dog relieve stress. Give your dog new toys to chew on and rotate them frequently to keep their appeal fresh. Be sure and praise him when he chews on the toy instead of your shoe. Grooming struggles. Who was more nervous the first time you cut your puppy's nails, you or your puppy? By now, grooming your dog is probably old hat, but you may notice your senior is less tolerant of handling than he used to be. Instead of holding still for a nail trim, he may pull his paw back. Instead of relaxing while you brush him, he may be irritable or even snap. As dogs age, they grow more physically sensitive. Aching bones and arthritis may make it painful for your dog when you brush him. Be extra gentle with your older dog while grooming. Use treats to make the experience a positive one, just as you did when he was just learning how to enjoy his spa treatments. There is a beautiful quote by Sidney Jean Seward. Blessed is the person who has earned the love of an old dog. Your senior dog may be reliving some problem behaviors as he ages, but it's a small price to pay for every extra day you have together. Next, you'll want to take notes of these 10 ways to have a dog and a clean home. By Leah Schneider of Modern Dog, she writes, "My home is a dog-loving household. It's also one that I like to keep clean. Dog owners totally understand my struggle for a clean house. With four or more furry feet challenging that task daily, I'm very familiar with doggy footprints across my comforter, hair and fur everywhere, and kibble that must be carried into another room before being consumed, although I've yet to figure out why. Is it possible to apply a variety of techniques to help? It is possible to apply a variety of techniques to help you catch the dirt and debris that comes along with pets and clean effectively when you do. Here's a list of my top 10 favorites. First, use an automatic vacuum. With a pet, even a non-shedding pet, you need to vacuum constantly. Besides dog hair, dirt, leaves, and other debris comes into the house on their paws and their fur, as they love to roll around in the yard. By the time you are done vacuuming the house, it's time to do it again. My favorite keep it clean tip is a robot vacuum. It's really made a huge difference at my house. It can run when I'm gone or sleep at night. Some models can even be programmed to run on a set schedule. Next, clean with a lint roller. Every pet owner has a lint roller collection. Take one of those and add it to your cleaning caddy. It is the perfect tool for tackling lampshades, throw pillows, overstuffed furniture, and pretty much anywhere Fido has been. Give pedicures. Keeping your canine's nails trimmed is a preventative measure for limiting unsightly nail damage. Scampering about with too long nails results in marred hardwood floors, scratched leather, and punctured upholstery. Keep stain remover close by. Even the most perfectly housebroken dog can have an issue when they have a stomach bug or have eaten something they should not have eaten. Keep a cleaner on hand that is designed to tackle pet odors and stains. Use it on stains as soon as you see one, following package directions so your chance for removal is higher. Wipe your paws. Doormats really help with doggy paws, even if you can't train them to wipe their feet. Place a good quality doormat outside the door and a washable throw rug inside the door. These two items will catch a lot of dirt and debris simply from your dog walking across them. Cover up. If your best friend has chosen a few frequent nap spots, throw a cover over them. Keep a couple spare sheets on hand so you can swap out as you clean the house. Not only will you protect furniture from dog hair and potential stains, but it will help keep doggy odors down. The sheets can easily be thrown in the washer whenever needed. contain the mess. One spot that is nearly always a mess in a pet lover's home is around the food bowls. Between bits of kibble and dribbled water, it can really get dirty. Placing a rimmed tray under the food dishes is a good way to catch some of the mess and allows for easier cleanup. Stay on track. Getting a flea infestation in your house is one of the worst messes. Sprayings, bombings, flea baths, and more vacuuming are necessary chores. Stay on top of flea control by making it a priority. Grab your calendar or your phone and set up regular reminders to use flea preventions or change flea collars, medications, and applications. Wash feet. Being prepared to wash paws on days with inclement weather is one way to cut down on dirt and mud tracked into your home. Add a hook by the door to hold a towel for wiping paws. You can use a rimmed baking sheet to hold a half inch of water outside the door, then place your dog's feet in the water and dry them off. Alternatively, you can use a dog paw washer. You add water and dunk your dog's paws up and down in the washer, which contains soft brushes to get between the pads, and invest in durable materials. To avoid clawed up carpet and a dirty couch, opt for decor made of durable, sturdy materials. Indoor and outdoor rugs have a low pile that's not easily torn and can be hosed down outside should any messes occur. Whenever possible, use stain-resistant fabrics in high-traffic areas like the living room. They'll be easier to clean and keep your home looking fresh. Loving your dog is a lot more important than being stressed over muddy paws and shedding, but you can use these steps to make things a bit easier. Next, how to stop pesky nighttime meowing in case you've had enough of your furry alarm clock. This is written by Michelle Nagel-Schneider, a.k.a. the Cat Whisperer. She writes, "Cat myth: cats are nocturnal, most active at night. Cat fact: cats are crepuscular, most active at dusk and dawn. Even with your head buried under a pillow, that meow can sound like an airplane taking off. The cat will relentlessly try to pass himself off as a rooster until you show signs of waking up to give him attention or feed him. Why? Maybe his internal hunting clock has been set to go off around dawn." And this is an excerpt from The Cat Whisperer by Michelle Nagel-Schneider. And she writes, "It's not uncommon for my clients at the Cat Behavior Clinic to tell me that they have not had a good night's sleep in several years. Their cats have been routinely waking them up all throughout the night, especially between the wee hours of 3 and 5 a.m. This common feline behavior can occur because of a cat's natural instincts, because of other factors at play, or both. A good night's sleep has become a thing of the past for many cat owners, and they are happy to get even 4 hours of sleep each night. Common reasons for your cat's nighttime vocalizations. Your cat's internal hunting time clock is set for morning, between 3 and 5 a.m. to be exact, instead of in the evening time. Or your cat is not active enough during the day and therefore is more awake at night. Your cat's last feeding of the day is too early, and your cat's body is waking him up early in the morning due to hunger. Change of environment. Like you've moved to a new home and there is more light coming in through the windows in the morning than in your previous home, which is waking your cat up earlier. Change in schedule, yours or his. You've reinforced the meowing behavior by giving your cat attention, which can prolong the meowing behavior once it starts. Or health issues may be at play, especially if the behavior has suddenly surfaced with no changes in the cat's environment. What you can do to get your cat to sleep through the night and past the wee hours of the morning: feed later in the evening. If you feed your cat on a schedule during the day, be sure to feed the last meal of the day a few hours later into the evening, Or, for example, it could be that you will need to divide your cat's current last meal of the day into two servings, one being given at 5 p.m. and the last portion given at 10 p.m. This can help your cat feel more satiated throughout the night and into the morning. Keep your cat awake more during the day. Enlist the help of a timed feeder to feed your cat a few times a day. Spacing meals a few hours apart can help keep your cat awake more during the daylight hours. No cat should go several hours in between meals during the day. Cats are designed to eat frequently, not just twice a day. There are timed feeders available for both canned food and dry. Incorporating a food puzzle into the daily feeding will also help. He will have to work at getting the food, and this will also take longer than simply eating it out of a bowl. Simply put, if your cat is keeping busy and is awake more hours during the day, he naturally will sleep more hours at night and even into the morning. This means more sleep for you, too. Reset your cat's internal hunting time clock. Getting your cat to hunt, aka playing with cat toys, can be an important strategy to resetting the hunting time clock to evening instead of morning. To reset it to evening, use a wand toy to play with your cat in the evening before bedtime. It can take several days of this strategy before you start to notice any effect. And ignore the behavior. Once the meowing behavior starts, it's important to not reinforce the behavior by giving any form of attention to your cat. If you do, you can end up training your cat to meow even more and create a real problem. If your cat is accustomed to getting a response from you when he meows, once you stop giving him attention for the meowing behavior, he will try twice as hard to get your attention. This is called an extinction burst, or the it gets worse before it gets better phenomenon. Be patient. This can last a few weeks, but continue to ignore the behavior no matter what, and it should get better. And a reminder, please have your cat checked out by your vet. Health issues that could cause cats to meow excessively include thyroid issues, kidney problems, diabetes, arthritis, tooth pain, or any other kind of pain. From the Dodo, a story about a medical dog named Lego. This dog actually stops his little boy from having nightmares. No matter how much they want to, there are some places our dogs can't follow us, unless that dog is Lego. When he recently noticed that his little boy, a three-year-old named Tupper, was having a nightmare, thrashing and screaming in his sleep, Lego sprang into action. The dog scampered onto the couch and nuzzled up against the boy, wrapping himself tightly around him until he had chased the nightmare away. That's just what Lego does. In fact, there's nowhere on Earth, or anywhere else, it turns out, where he isn't watching out for his boy. Lego settles him and cuddles him and during the night, so we, as parents, don't need to wake up multiple times a night, his mother, Nancy Dunlop, tells the Dodo. Lego has been making that kind of difference in the lives of his family from Winnipeg, Canada, since he began training with Tupper. He moved in with the family full-time, and the life of the little boy diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, when he was just 2 years old, hasn't been the same since. The thing is, without Lego, Tupper wouldn't be getting much sleep at all. Before Lego came along, the boy's mother explains, Tupper slept between 3 and 6 hours per night, but he woke up every 20 to 40 minutes. Now he sleeps 8 to 10 hours a night, Dunlop says, most nights straight through. And Lego saves his boy from waking nightmares, too, like when Tupper starts banging his head against objects or scratching and biting himself. The ever-watchful dog often just needs to nudge Tupper to break that self-destructive pattern. There were also times when Tupper would simply bolt into traffic when he was outside. Not so much anymore. He likes to stay close to Lego, and even if the boy does decide to run, Lego simply holds him with a well-placed paw. Lego is learning to chase down and contain Tupper to give us time to catch him, Dunlap says. Lego helps to interrupt Tupper when things are leading to a meltdown and helps to calm him when he's stressed, his mother says. While much of Lego's incredible abilities as a medical service dog come from extensive and costly training from MSAR service dogs, there's something so natural about the bond between this boy and his dog. It's a bond that's built on trust and love and the mutual feeling that there's nowhere one can go without the other following. And if you want to follow Tupper and Lego, you can follow them on Facebook. And now for the portion of the program I like to call Don't Eat That, Pet Food and Pet Product Recalls and Alerts. The American Veterinary Medical Association, or AVMA, says when pet foods or animal-related products are recalled or alerts are issued about safety concerns, you need to know ASAP. We update our information as soon as we receive notification and can verify the recall alert is real. You can follow the AVMA Recall Watch Twitter feed to stay informed. No Twitter profile is necessary to view the feed. Recalls and alerts are also posted on AVMA's Facebook page. For information about reporting an adverse event associated with an animal health product, you can visit the Reporting Adverse Events page. You will find sections on such topics as pet food safety recalls and alerts and product alerts and recalls on items for all kinds of animals and animal feed. For more information, you can visit the AVMA's website at avma.org. And you can visit PetMD's website for updated alerts and recalls at PetMD.com. And you can also visit the FDA's website for recalls by the FDA at www.fda.gov/animal/veterinary/safety-health/recalls-withdrawals. There you will find updated and archived lists of recalled pet foods, drugs, and pet-related items, as well as information on how to report a pet food complaint and how to report animal drug side effects and product problems. More in our Don't Eat That segment from PetMD, 5 dog and cat food storage mistakes you don't want to make. 1, don't throw away the original packaging. High-quality pet food bags have been designed to keep out the elements and maintain its freshness for as long as possible. Keeping the pet food bag also has the added benefit of retaining the pet food's barcode, expiration date, and batch code, all of which are important information to have, especially in the event of a pet food recall. Next, don't expose pet food to air. Sealing the pet food bag after every feeding helps prevent unnecessary exposure to air and humidity, both of which speed up the rate at which pet foods degrade and increase the risk of bacterial contamination like salmonella. Don't store pet food in sunlight. Exposing the pet food bag to sunlight can elevate temperatures and humidity inside. This will also speed up food degradation and increase the risk of salmonella contamination as well as other bacteria. Don't keep pet food past the expiration date. Pet food expiration dates, sometimes known as best by or use by dates, are established to ensure the safety of your pet. Don't take the risk by feeding your pet expired pet food. And don't mix old with new pet food. You may be tempted to transfer that last bit of pet food from the old bag to a new bag. Don't. You may be unknowingly tainting your brand new bag of dry pet food. And that does it for Don't Eat That. In the news, stray cat forces man to adopt him. By Christian Cotronio. Cats have a knack for choosing their people. But when this cat decided to follow Justin Walls home, he seemed to have his heart set on the impossible. For Walls, a U.S. soldier, home was a military base near Constanta, Romania. The cat had stepped out of the bushes while he was walking with his fellow soldiers. Walls picked him up and stroked his coat before putting him back down. But as the soldiers walked back to the barracks, the cat followed close behind. This cat wasn't about to let a good thing go, not in a country where stray animals face a brutally uncertain future. When Walls woke up the next morning, the cat was waiting outside for him. He was there when we woke up, when we got home from work, and before I went to bed, Walls tells the Dodo. Walls even occasionally found the cat curled up in his combat helmet. He found himself worrying about the cat, whom he named Salem. How would he get by when he left the country? He had already seen too much suffering among Romania's strays. They sleep out in the cold and rain, Walls says. Many of them fight each other to survive. But Salem's campaign never faltered. Finally, Walls surrendered and decided Salem needed to come home with him. But this kind of airlift would be costly. Walls set up a GoFundMe account and sent a plea across social media. Help me bring this cat home. I wanted to bring him home because Salem brought me and many other soldiers a comfort from home. Walls says it didn't take long for the GoFundMe campaign to raise even more than the $4,000 Walls thought it would cost. He's going to donate the extra funds to organizations that help strays in Romania. So when Walls leaves the barracks, his shadow won't be far behind. Salem is coming to El Paso. And when he gets there, he won't have to wait outside ever again. That will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Please join me again next time for more pet fun and information. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.